like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show, and I am your not so humble host, Herr Doktor von Verloc. Yes, the masked outlaw of psionics, master of the phantom frequency, and the arts of technomancy. Tonight's podcast, for your psionics and remote sync satellites. The new Intel AI chip on board the PhiSat-1 satellite is a new feat that has thus far met the challenges of the conditions in outer space. Being about the size of a shoebox, this satellite has already solved 3 problems. Number 1, reduced cost. Number 2, extended battery life. And number 3, high quality satellite images. This satellite, while dwarfed in size compared to major satellites that are set in orbit since Sputnik in the 1950s, packs a punch for power, artificially intelligent resourcefulness, and likely its maintenance cost is a nice reprieve from its predecessors. This is, of course, only the statistical overview, at least in part, and we have yet to consider both its probable implications for managing civil commons and any unforeseen consequences of establishing AI in such an advantageous position in orbit around our planet. Is the PhiSat-1 AI satellite capable of communicating with other AI at this time? Well, chances are that even if that is not currently applicable to PhiSat-1's design, eventually, and albeit inevitably, this direction of thought is precisely where AI will be accomplished. With the reduced cost from millions of dollars down to hundreds of thousands of dollars to launch and test in space, the incentive to push forward with AI in outer space will become exponentially more feasible. And with AI chips costing merely, a good $99, why would any technocrat hesitate to launch newer and better AI, including those artificially intelligent chips which would have the aptitude, the capability, I should say, to communicate with other AI bots, chips, and computers, both in space and on the ground, possibly within the Earth itself, subterranean, and under the sea. As technology pushes forward, or perhaps I should say inward, we may see a day come when the Internet of all things is quite literally within the nanofabric of all that we come into contact with. Albeit what we eat and breathe may very well be spliced with artificially intelligent components right down to the levels of the elements and their atoms. Listen carefully. The last ballpark figure I came across was roughly $50,000, but, well, whether it is $100,000 or slash prices in half $50,000, just to slingshot an artificially intelligent contraption into outer space, in orbit around our little prone planet, that kind of cost-effective buying strategy and power is mere peanuts for those who have the ability and the power, the liberty to take billions of dollars out of stocks, whether it is in Wall Street or Shanghai or Hong Kong. Essentially, we are talking about affordability for big tech extensively decreasing for space operations and microprocessing, while the farms and smaller businesses on the ground take a hit from viruses, lockdowns, and politico-economics and social disruptions, which may have everlasting consequences for the public sector that is not of the governing body, not of the corporate umbrellas, and certainly not of the powerful tech giants, for the most part. Absolutely not of the powerful families behind the scenes running the planet. Thus, the monopoly continues, ladies and gentlemen. Is there hope? Yes, but let us push on with the topic tonight. Tonight I'm going to delve into the future of our planet well in advance so as to give all of my listeners an advantage over what is to come. So without further ado, let us begin. One of man's great setbacks is his unwillingness to act when needed, and quite contrary by his nature, to act when no action is ever required. We might as well add procrastination to the list as a rather ill-defining attribute of our species. The few paying heed are always the few ahead of the many. Psionics, as a matter of course, changes this relationship on many levels. What once required massive amounts of money to accomplish is possible with nothing more than a trained will, a degree of coherent focus, and some simple gadgets, or even nothing more than two-dimensional drawings upon paper. Even digital images can work for some talented people. That is, of course, in theory. And then some assurance is derived from real practice, including my club projects, which to date are flawless, or I should say without failure. We have not failed a project yet, but don't worry. Give us time to muddle things up. The realization that a man or woman can harness the power of psionics in the privacy of their own home, within the silence of their own minds, and by the will of simple actions that don't cost them a dime. Here, boy. Get yourself a haircut. Is, of course, a terror to the powers whose monopoly on control is, well, terror. Our woke generation, our awakening minds, is the opening of a portal to more than merely hope. For psionics allows us to take action without ever leaving our seats at home. Thus, the lockdown for those of us psionicist is no boon to our ability to act. For those who may be entirely new to this field of psychic empowerment and projection, consider the results from universities such as Princeton in their psychic and psychokinetics research programs. Yes, they did say that they had discontinued, but no, those experiments, that operation popped right back up. It is ongoing. Probably paid for by different people. Perhaps. Or maybe it was a public ruse. that they were going to discontinue because they couldn't convince anyone, no matter how much evidence. I think contrary. Consider also the evidence of psychics who can read information from objects left behind at the scene of a crime. Nothing need be proven to the general public. Only we must remove the cloud of disbelief from the back of our minds to see the answer to our salvation more clearly. All that you have ever needed is within the imagination and power of your own mind. But you must possess a mind. And this distinguishing cognitive talent that we all possess to some degree, some more than others, is the reason all information outlets and institutions on this planet seek to grab your undivided attention, and this is the reason all authoritarians want to know what you think, and then recondition you to think as they want you to think. They are quite literally, and I mean this very definitively, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. They are stealing your power from you since the day you were born. Period. That's the truth. Swallow it or be a fool. Your choice. Fools go that way over there. Self-empowered independent thinkers. Come with me this way, please. You understand. But if you really wanted to know something about psionics, and perhaps you haven't had the good fortune of decades training with a mentor as I have, then consider something simple. To begin with, the Miraculous Prayer Board. This is an instrument which is based on working with the most natural psychometric energy that leaves a residual mark upon anything that a person can touch. We're talking about the power of your aura. It sticks to everything, quite literally, and ordinarily it's utterly useless. But I'm going to teach you how to put that to work with my combination package, the Prayer Board Mini with the operator's manual. With the intent of positive manifestation built into the circuit artwork of this prayer board, the operator does not need to know very much about the occult in order to work technomagic of any kind. Better yet, and best of all, this instrument is designed to bring everything you concentrate on into a balanced fixture, a balanced circuit, a balanced work surface for positive results. Psionics is thereby and within this instrument incredibly easy to accomplish for just about anyone willing to give their prayer board and their passions time to work. Psionics works, but it is possibly not for everyone. Well, not yet. One day may come when in the distant future everyone is telepathic, empathic, and possesses powerful foresight or precognitive abilities. As it is, we must first have an aptitude for sitting and practicing basic meditation. Even if that technology could be handed to you by someone like Elon Musk, those who have the aptitude for sitting and practicing basic meditation, and then cultivate an earnest desire to work with our creativity and simple gadgets which help us influence reality, these kinds of people will prevail the mightiest. So, in summary, you listening now are pressed hard by two distinguishing factors. Pay attention. Number one, you need the knowledge and the know-how. And number two, you have to make time and get started now before it is too late to hitch a ride on the train to self-empowerment in a tyrannical, technocratic future. I can almost guarantee that you need psionics. Psionics is true freedom, but I'm not going to push anyone not interested. If you don't use psionics, it won't change my life,
more power to me if you don't. But if you have an ounce of courage and intelligence to pursue the world of the mysterious and invisible, then this martial art style of the mind is probably for you. You'll just have to find out. What we have today is the beginning of a new network for enthusiastic psionicists. While I have been hard at work planting the seeds of techno and societal plots with yellow magic, kinetics, and psionics for some years now, the world of the technocrat is moving in parallel. Yes, already these wonderful modern marvels of technology, such as power phone poles, yes, you've seen those before, we drive past them every day, data centers, Wi-Fi routers that are free to access at your local Starbucks and MacDeath, I'm sorry, I meant to say McDonald's, the AI across networks and platforms are all prospectively your psionic machines, albeit remotely. But that isn't a problem, really. As I offer information about remotely operating our very own radionics at home, in my club, and therefore operating remotely with nothing more than your thoughts at any technology, and I mean any, is certainly worthwhile learning a bit more about. Particularly if that technology is going to affect how you live your life. And I assure you, that's in the cards. It will affect how you live your life. And if you want to say about that, you better learn psionics, because you probably don't have enough money to buy or lobby these fellas that are going to push this AI into your life, into your body, the air that you breathe. Terrified? Remember that fear is the mind killer. Let us choose to live without fear. But while we have an open mind, let us not have an empty head either. Keep in mind that machines and even AI can only work with data. Those who ascribe great faith to the overall AI as some kind of artificial saint are delusional. But we can work with this technological enchantment to our own benefit, that is, for psionicist. Coincidence or incidental psychokinetics can run the gamut behind the scenes of all actions and activities these technocrats plot and execute. We may ride on the transitions of both society and its governing technology even when the big disillusionment finally settles in into the minds of the public, albeit in the scientific elite's discovery yes, of their inevitable unforeseen consequences. My philosophy behind this assurance of success is deeply rooted in a fundamental and underlying understanding of what exists beyond the confines of our primitive grasp of the physical and mundane layers of the actual reality we refer to as the universe. For the simplest of terms, think of the coming years as a rather elaborate and deeply interesting game of becoming the ghost in the machine, so to speak. You are about to embark on a very entertaining, deeply satisfying journey with good old Herr Doktor von Vrilok and team. To get started training for the arts in technomancy and psionics, please purchase the paperback combo Psionic Splicing and Psionic Necromancer. Expand your study by reading The Wondrous Wheel VPG 3 and My Ultimate Radionics Breakthrough Psionic Robot, An Artificer's Guide to Anthropomorphic Constructs. For the overall philosophy of psionics and living the magical lifestyle, please read Keep the Magic High, and then consider joining my club to go deeper down this rabbit hole with me. Together, we will become the adepts of phantasmic arts and the new controllers of the world order as its ghost operators in the invisible layers of this matrix world. Thank you for joining me tonight on Planet Verloc, and until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.